1019. Kevin is in Middletown. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Kev.
Hey, what's up, fellas? So, I was at the Giants practice today.
Okay.
And I took my boys down there. Danny Jones was in sync with neighbors. He hit him for a 50-yard TD. Oh, neighbors put a nice double move. Double move, had 10 yards of separation.
Kevin.
On a dot.
Kevin.
Let the man have his moment with his son.
No, you can
I
give
got
your,
some more for you.
I don't want to hear any play-by-play of training camp. Please,
I know.
You can give me your opinion on Jones and on neighbors. I don't need the breakdown because it means absolutely nothing what they're doing in preseason here or training camp.
Well, it looked very nice, but I got three great bets to you. I got now for the over/under 6.5 wins. Hammer that over. That is. They're going to get 8 wins guaranteed.
I think I'm with you, Kevin. That's disrespectful to Dable. I'm going to take the over on it. I'm with you there. I would take the over on that. But go ahead.
And now with Jones, take a look at his season yards. It's like 29. It's low, very low for his yards for the season.
Yeah.
And comeback player of the year. Comeback player of the year.
Oh my God. I mean.
Oh, based on what though? Based on your hope? What do you mean comeback player of the year?
Based on we have neighbors. We have Hylett, who also caught a 30-yard touchdown today.
Oh, here we go. Don't give the play by play.
We upgrade.
Come on,
well,
Kev.
Listen. That O-line was horrible last year.
Did he hand off the ball today? How were the handoffs
looking? How many false starts did Evan Neal have?
No, Singletary looked good. Singletary was looking good.
Oh, good.
He had the red sneakers on. He looked explosive.
Oh, what else we got? How was Thibodeau and Burns? Did they get to the quarterback today? How was that looking?
Yes, he did throw an interception, Jones. He did.
Oh, okay. Well,
Kev, don't play the game.
What about the nickel packages? How was the nickel packages looking for the Giants?
I know. I wasn't critiquing every single thing, man.
Don't apologize,
Kev. I'm excited, man. I'm excited for Jones.
No, excited is different.
It's August 1st. Malik Nabers was lighting people up. You let everybody know that Malik Nabers was balling. I'm with him.
You should be excited, Kevin. Nobody's saying you can't be excited.
Oh, my goodness. You're with his 9-year-old son. You're making miserable for him.
No, he's putting stock in it. Like, you want to be excited about it, that's fine. You can't put stock in what they're doing. Oh, he threw a beautiful 50-yard pass to neighbors. I mean, that's great. You know, Singletary looked good. Oh, my God. Guys, I'm telling you. Now, different taking your son there. You want to go have fun and get excited about the season. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that because you should do that. That's what being a fan is all about. But do not put stock in what they're doing in training camp.
I hope that young man is still in the car. And I want him to understand that his pops, that's the attitude to have. Not your attitude.
Oh, what's my attitude?
Negativity.
It's not negativity. It's great. It just means nothing.
But a guy, it's August 1st. Yeah. He calls up. He's pumped about Malik Nabers, who, by the way, everybody thinks is going to be a star.
Right.
Everybody does.
Right.
I did before draft.
Right.
Everybody's saying this kid is the next ticket. Superstar. He's getting a little giddy, and Sal's like, you're basically making fun of him.
It has nothing to do with Malik Nabers.
Come on.
He's talking about why would you put any stock in it?
What was that?
Well, how many touchdowns? Odell Beckham Jr. Odell Beckham Jr. was great before the games. Remember when Odell Beckham Jr. used to make those one-handed catches in the back of the end zone in pregame warm-ups?
Yeah.
Remember when Odell Beckham Jr. used to catch a ball out of bounds and people went, or Aaron Judge in batting practice. Did you see that? Aaron Judge just hit one 450 feet. I'm like, yeah, in batting practice. Now, when Judge does it in a game, which he does every single night, that's something to get excited about. When Odell Beckham Jr. made a catch in a game that counted, that's what you get excited about. Not what he's doing in warm-ups.
Yeah, but hold on. You're conflating everything here because we didn't start the Odell hype until he made the one-handed grab in a game against Dallas.
Now, there was Odell hype.
No, that's where it started.
Right.
And because then he
But that was a great catch that counted.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what we reacted. Then they started showing the one-handed grabs during warm-ups, and that's where okay.
Oh, yeah.
But it started with an in-game catch.
But warm-up catches don't mean anything. Just like training camp, it doesn't mean anything. Like, what were Rodgers' numbers on the day today? Ooh, he was 9 of 9? Oh, how many checkdowns did he have? Ooh, did he hit the tight end? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Huff.
Come on here with this.
Huff.
Enough.
Come on, Huff.
But Huff's not breaking it down. And these people on social media giving us a breakdown of every play that happens. I don't care. Don't you? We care. Teams don't even care about the regular season games anymore. They kick the can down. I'm supposed to get excited about training camp?
Oh, my
That's when
God.
You should be not caring about stuff. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back, finish up on the phone.
You are one of a kind, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. We'll get into Pete Rose stuff, speaking of one of a kind. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to talk about this with you. We've both now seen all the episodes. I've been waiting to talk about this with you. We'll do it when we come back.